2 past 7, yeah, congratulations to Wendy, who won $10,000 with our pop quiz yesterday morning. In an hour from now, we're going to play again.
It's a special one.
It is. It's an adults-only edition.
Yes.
Yeah. Which means, actually, the questions aren't rude.
No, but the answers are if you've got an adults-only mind.
Yeah.
That's all coming in the eye of the beholder, or the brain of the beholder.
Or the ear.
In an hour from now. No, plus,
that is sick in the ear.
Also, we're all looking forward to Dame Edna being on the show.
Dame joins us live.
Yes.
It is her farewell season here in Melbourne, which
that's
is
right.
where she's from this year, and then she'll be seen no more.
Yep. Other than for Jenny Craig.
Mm. Yeah, well, she's trying to get into shape for the last show.
Yeah, trying to lose 15 kilos.
And she always does like to cast some sort of dispersion.
Yes.
I don't know what the correct word is.
I don't know. My correct word is I'm a little nervous.
You should be.
8:20 this morning, Dame Edna on the Matt and Joe Show.
Now, I want to start this particular discussion by saying this is not a paid commercial. There is no financial interests in this. But we were a little freaked out, Joe, when it was brought to our attention. There's this new diet called the cookie diet.
Yes.
Or is it pronounced the kooky diet? Because it is it is a little weird, and everybody's looking to lose weight, right? Mm. As quick and as weird as they can. It is launching in Australia, and so we're lucky enough to have joining us now the CEO of the Cookie Diet, Matthew Siegel.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, very well, Matthew. We know that the cookie diet, I've read about it frequently in gossip magazines because lots of celebrities around the world have been on it. Kelly Clarkson, Jennifer Hudson, I believe Guy Ritchie, Madonna's ex. They've all been huge exponents of the cookie diet. And now it's here in Australia. So just to take people through it, essentially you give people packets of cookies, hunger-controlling cookies. Mm. You're supposed to limit yourself to 6 of these a day, and then you get a meal at night time, a calorie-controlled healthy meal, of course.
Yeah.
And that is supposed to provide for you your balanced diet of 1,000 to 1,200 total daily calories.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem like a great deal. Like, I'm a pretty small person myself, and I think I'd probably take in a bit more than 1,200 calories a day, but I exercise every day.
You're absolutely right. 1,000 to 1,200 calories is not a lot of calories, and that is what you need in order to lose weight. If you get quote-unquote enough nutrition, that means you're maintaining your weight. And when you're overweight, you don't want to maintain
your
weight.
Right,
you want to lose weight.
I guess one of the reasons we hear about it and we sort of a little bit agog is because celebrities leap from diet to diet, but they are still always looking fabulous. And you've had some good and bad with celebrities. Would that be fair to say?
Well, we've had some altercations, if that's what you're
alluding to. Yeah, well, that's the bad, yeah. I'm referring specifically to Kim Kardashian, who was most vehement that she doesn't take the cookie diet. And suggested that you'd lied about her being on it.
And what she didn't tell you in that same breath was that she was at that time being paid by a competing product. But,
yes.
She's fine. We love Kim Kardashian.
So have you paid any celebrities to endorse your cookies?
No. We don't advertise.
So I want to address one of my principal concerns. I read that Madonna said even though when she was married to Guy Ritchie, he lost a bit of weight on his cookies, his libido went south.
Yeah, her exact line was she said, oh yeah, I hate that cookie diet. My husband tried it and he liked the cookies better than me. He didn't want to have sex with me anymore. And Fox News called my father and said, what do you think of Guy Ritchie preferring your cookies to sex with Madonna? And he said, you know, the cookies taste good, but I don't think they taste that good.
Mm, I think they taste better.
The other thing that I wonder about, though, aside from the volume, is having the same thing day in and day out. Like, how long do you imagine people would stay on this cookie diet without any variety in their meals throughout the day other than
cinnamon and maple?
Yes.
You might think that you get tired of the same thing inside and out, but remember this. It is having an unlimited variety of delicious foods that have gotten people into trouble in the first place.
Yes.
And that's the point of the diet.
Well, you can have an unlimited variety of delicious foods that are salads and green vegetables and very healthy for you with some lean protein.
Can you? Is that why 60% of the Western world is overweight? Because they can have that variety?
Yeah,
no.
They're not choosing that. But I would say this. I've had one of your cookies during the course of this interview. I don't know if you've been able to tell. And to me, because I've never had them before, they're moorish. And far from instantly having my hunger controlled, my normal response with a cookie is to have another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can do that because the instructions are to have one or two cookies as needed to control hunger. So feel free to have another one.
But how do people who like to have three or four right before the hunger controlling kicks in, because they just go, nom, 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 cookie, then they've had half their food for the day.
Don't forget, in addition to the 9 cookies a day, you have a very substantial dinner of 500 to 700 calories, which is, you know, that's quite adequate.
Okay, so at dinner you can have like beef or chicken or lambsy.
You can have almost anything you want. The only thing to keep in mind is that proteins do a much better job of controlling hunger than carbohydrates do.
You would eat all that. Do you like lambsy?
Yes, I love lambsy. That's why I got up to 85 kilos.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much. It's been quite an interesting insight. I'm sure millions of our listeners, if we had millions, would be fascinated because women do like a diet from here. I know that much.
Thank you. I've had a great time.
That's Matthew Siegel, the CEO of The Cookie Diet, which is now available in Australia. If you want some more info on that, you can check out thecookiedoet.com.au or cookiediet.com.au.
He's got low expectations of a great time, Matthew
Siegel. Yeah, he does.
Well, he only eats cookies day in and day out.
Apart from that evening meal.
Just been launched in Australia, of course.
Thecookiediet.com.
Well, we were thinking that, in fact, the cookie diet has been here in Australia for some time, for a long time.
What? Of course.
I've witnessed it in my husband, in fact, before my very eyes, because he will eat an entire packet of Tim Tams in one sitting, and that is a cookie diet.
That's impressive. All 11 he'll get through.
Sometimes in about 20 minutes.
Really?
Like, literally... Finish one, next one goes in.
A plate.
Yes! Yes! See, like it's a meal of cookies.
Do you know...
That's full on.
If I was honest with myself, I would say, yes, I can get through a box of barbecue shapes in a few visits to the pantry.
Which is what, over a whole day?
No, it's just over an hour. Yeah. I have actually eyed the second box and gone, I could just reseal it.
Well... I reckon we're not alone. Give us a call, 131060, if you can say, yes, I have eaten. In fact, on regular occurrences, I eat an entire packet of biscuits. I don't know whether it's an iced Vovo.
Certainly not going to be salada.
Maybe it's TikTok.
You won't be able to speak to us if you're so dry.
Whichever is your...
TikTok. Yes. TV snacks. Because they're
poison.
Just all the tiny teddies, because you just nibble away. They're like little hors d'oeuvres.
This is a confessional of sorts this morning.
Yes, yes.
So 131060, call us.
If you are on your own special cookie diet.
There's going to be, I reckon there's
really
tradies.
Good cookies.
Yeah. You
tradies
might throw a packet of biggies.
Box today.
Call
Easy.
Us. 131060. It's the Fox, Matt and Joe show, 7:09.